Commentator Desiree Cooper has a son who is 16 years old. She knows that he's only going to be home with her for another couple of years, so she has been thinking a lot about his future.
I've made a mental list of things I wish for my son. To find his soul's purpose, not just a career. For him to travel, to have good friends, to be able to cook. And above all else, to find love. Well, not just any kind of love, but love with certain specifications. I want him to find a girl with dark skin and full lips, thick hair and swinging hips. And he can choose whether she's got book smarts or horse sense, whether she's boisterous or reserved, whether her family's wealthy or poor, religious or not. I just want her to be black, like me, like his sister, like his grandmother's. I haven't said this to him. How could I, after a lifetime of encouraging my children to befriend people of all races? I'd be a hypocrite to forbid him to date only black girls. And that's not what I am. Am I? I tell myself I have good reasons. One has to do with his little sister, who's 13. I have hopes and dreams for her, too. But my dream of her one day being happily married may be long in coming. There are only 5 marriageable black men for every 10 marriageable black women, outside of those who are chronically unemployed, drug addicted, or incarcerated, according to Larry Davis, the author of the book, Black and Single. In order to improve her odds of finding a husband, she may have to do what many black women are doing, shop for a husband who isn't black. But according to the statistics, white men aren't very likely to marry black women. Another reason for my discomfort dawned on me at a dinner party. A white friend proudly proclaimed that she'd be honored if her children dated or married people of a different race. But I had to confess that I wanted my son to marry a black woman. The air went out of the room. People were astonished, even offended. Then the only Jewish mother in the group chimed in. "We can accept it if our son never marries," she said. "We can accept it if he brings home another man to marry, just as long as whoever he brings home is Jewish." And that's when my source of discomfort became clear. White parents share many of the worries of minority parents, but the one worry they rarely have to shoulder is whether or not their children are comfortable being white. As a black parent, I've had to constantly worry about how my children see their race. Picking schools where they are welcome, picking literature that reflects their culture, picking toys that reflect their faces. Now that they're almost grown up, I feel like their choice of partners is a litmus test on how well I've raised them to love themselves. I've offered my son lots of dating advice, how to eat so that he doesn't gross a girl out, how to talk to her parents, how to be a gentleman. But I haven't breathed a word about race. I have to trust that if he should marry a white woman, an Asian, or a Latina, it will be because he's found his soulmate and not because he's found his own women to be unworthy.
Desiree Cooper is a columnist for the Detroit Free Press.